and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Now, it's Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Feel free to give us a call anytime during the next 2 hours. We have Kevin Cry, who is running for District 1 Supervisor. If you have a question for Kevin, make sure you give him a call. And then 8 o'clock, Dr. Doug Craig will be with me. You can listen to us by streaming at KCNR1460.com and hop into our chat room in the same way. Today, the 1st of March, 2022, 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Hey there, buddy, pushing the buttons. You're kind of like the Sulu of
Star Trek.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, he's the one that kind of ran everything there.
Oh, yeah.
Warp speed. Sir, the Delirium Crystals, we're running out of them.
Isn't that Scotty?
That was Scotty, but that was my best imitation of anybody. In Star. Sir, you're pushing it too hard. We may not have enough for reentry.
You want to hear the weather?
Yeah, I think that's my last line.
All right, it's currently 49 degrees. Today is going to be partly cloudy with a high of 74, a low of 48. Tomorrow...
Can we put some enthusiasm into this?
Well, I was going to get excited for tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we have a chance of showers.
Whoa!
It actually says 30% during the day, 60% during the night, high of 70, a low of 48. And also on Thursday, we have a chance of showers. 50% with a high of 62, a low of 39. Friday, a slight chance of showers with a high of 63, a low of 47. Saturday, a slight chance of showers, then sunny with a high of 60, a low around 36. And Sunday, sunny with a high of 65 and a low of 38.
Enough of the sun. Enough of the sunny weather. Sunny, cool weather. Enough. We want rain.
I agree.
We want steady rain for 28 days. Steady rain, except from 12 to 2, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays.
That's not specific.
Okay, I'm waiting.
What's happening from 12 to 2?
I ride my horse.
Oh, yeah. Guess what day it is? National Day.
Okay, what?
National Horse Protection Day.
Whoa! That horse needs... I need protection from that horse sometimes. National Horse Protection Day. Okay, buddy. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally run... propane company here in town, and since all the propane comes out of one tank, it does, somewhere in Southern California, it comes down to customer service. Shasta Gas Propane has great customer service. They really think that, you know, they really think, they really believe, and they really show is that their customers are warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. The news is brought to you, of course, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay. We can tell that Putin is really in trouble now. The International Taekwondo Organization has stripped him of his black belt. He never thought he'd get to this. That may be that final, you know, that final balance. It gets him back under control. I'm with Kevin. Yeah, Kevin's over here going, that's got nothing to do with my notes. I'm here with
Kevin. I don't have any notes.
You're right. I'm here with Kevin Cry, who is running for District 1 Supervisor. Now, I had Kevin on for about a half an hour the other day because I needed to be retrained and somehow forgot that I had a standing commitment for a guest. At the same time, I scheduled him. Luckily, he came in early, so we were able to get kind of the start. So let's start all over today and tell people who you are, Kevin.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm married to my lovely wife, Sarah.
By the way, you have a beautiful family.
I do. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I was researching you and looking at that.
Yeah, I can't really take credit for it. They got my wife's genes, but I've got three.
Yeah, you really kicked outside your coverage, huh?
Yeah. I never get a parking spot, never went on a lottery scratcher. You know, all my luck right there, all in one fell swoop. So, wife of 22 years, have three beautiful kids. My oldest is away at college at Grand Canyon University, and I have an eighth grader and a fourth grader.
That's in Arizona.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's Arizona, and it feels has felt absolutely normal. Like it's been a great thing for her. Getting out of California and out of Redding was really good for her.
Well, that's people probably haven't heard of that college, but having lived in Arizona, what, buddy?
Oh, I was going to say, if you want to talk more directly into the mic so we can hear you better.
Sorry about that.
Me or him? Him, okay.
There's a lot of cars going by.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, I'm like a magpie sometimes. You know, something goes by and I look at it. Having lived in Arizona, mm-hmm. I'm familiar with Grand Canyon. And people may be surprised to know how large this place is.
Yeah, it's huge. And they've got their own police force. So on campus, they have their own recognized police force. So it's great. It's very safe. It's not in the best area of Phoenix, mm-hmm. but the campus itself is extremely safe, and it's been a great experience for her so far. She's playing rugby. They're second in the nation right now in their division, so it's good. It's
she does what?
She plays rugby. Yeah.
One of your daughters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was in the picture with you?
Yeah, the oldest one.
The oldest one.
To my right, and they're a little after the picture. But yeah, she split her head open pretty good against BYU. And they've played. They beat UCLA.
It's an Olympic sport.
Yes, correct. Yeah. They played. They beat UCLA and Arizona State. They beat I think UC Riverside, or maybe it was UC San Bernardino last week. But yeah, it's good. I mean, she's enjoying it.
And physical contact. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
For kids.
Yeah.
Kids need physical contact. Sports.
Yeah, sports. I think sports prepares you for everything in life. Even bad experiences, and sometimes I think the bad experiences on teams you almost can learn more from. I mean, I was really blessed growing up, graduated from Anderson High School in '94. I mean, we had iconic coaches in Anderson in the '80s and '90s, and and there's still some teachers and some coaches left that are still at Anderson when I was there. But I mean, getting a chance to just be around and play for coaches Reed, Brown, Edwards. I never wrestled for Don Williams. I wrestled JV, but he was another one. And there's many others. I mean, Coach Carter. One of my favorites was Coach Frisbee. But anyway, I don't want to take up all the time going through them all. But there was a lot of great ones.
Yeah, you grew up here, and athletics obviously played a part in your life there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think what it did is it gave me a chance to understand like the importance and the impact of role models. And I don't want to say just father figures because, there's some, phenomenal female coaches too. But just the importance of, adults and young people's lives and what that can mean to a person as they grow older. And now at 45, I can really be reflective and look back at all the different influences I had and how they've shaped me to who I am today.
But it's also sports can teach you the value of teamwork. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing.
Absolutely.
So, okay, and then so have you ever left California?
Yeah, I lived in Oregon for 3 years. We moved here from Orange County in the late 70s, and been here pretty much in the North State. I went to Butte College my freshman year of college, and then I finished at Shasta and then Simpson. Mm-hmm. But I took a coaching job for 3 years up in Southern Oregon. And I love California. I mean, but more importantly, I love Shasta County. So we've made a very conscious choice to settle back here in Shasta County and been here. So all but essentially 3 years, mm-hmm. I've been in California.
Okay, it's not easy running for office. That's a big decision, and I want to talk about that after we take our break here.
Sure.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. It's the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Helps enable your surgeon, the surgeon, to perform minimally invasive surgery that used to take keep you in the hospital for days. Now means less pain, reduced risk, and a faster recovery time. It's only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The 36th annual Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show is back live at the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 4th through the 6th. Meet world-famous Tag, the 10-foot-tall, half-ton Kodiak Bear, sponsored by KRCR News Channel 7. See Squatch, America's 10-foot-tall, 800-pound Sasquatch. See and shop for your outdoor recreation needs from a host of new exhibitors. You'll see guides and lodges. Sign up to win a guided Kenai fishing experience. Don't miss the Legends of the Northwest Big Game Display, sponsored by Action News Now. For the kids, there's the Pepsi Live Trout Pond, Archery Range, and BB Gun Range. Catch the fishing demonstrations on Phil's Bass Bin. See ATVs, RVs, boats, wall tents, and more at low show prices. All this and more at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show, presented by Interstate Batteries, March 4th through the 6th. See you there. For more info, visit ExposureShows.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, 7:19 in the morning here on the 1st of March, 2022, 45 degrees today and clear. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. Think about not having to do plumbing issues or cutting the grass or any of those things. Living in very, very nice places. With all the stuff that you want around you, with your pet with you. That's why River Commons Senior Living is Northern California's premier retirement community. gourmet chef, and much more. Transportation if you want it, centrally located. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors there. Give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981 for a personalized tour. Have lunch and see what's so great about this. See why people worry less and smile more at River Commons Senior Living. We're here with Kevin Cry, who is running for District 1 supervisor, and we're going to find out why he decided to run.
Oh, yeah, absolutely couldn't sit by anymore and let other people make decisions for me and my family without any thought of what's best for our entire area.
Okay.
Bottom line. I mean, I'm not gonna be asleep at the wheel anymore and watch other people make decisions for myself and my family that don't fall in line with why we live in Shasta County or even in this country, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, and that sounds maybe a bit grandiose, but you look at what's going on in the world right now, and again, you know, history has a way of helping us remember how things can be. And, you know, if you would have told us, you know, 4 years ago, all this stuff that has happened the last 2 years here and then what's happening in Europe, I mean, we don't know what, you know, it's going to happen in North Korea. I mean, I think we're just seeing the beginning of it. And I want to make sure that I've got a voice at the county level to help make sure that we keep the way of life that we deserve and are entitled to in Shasta County.
Okay. What kind of life is that?
I think that's a life that leads us to be free and have liberties and have decisions that are granted to us by the Constitution. There's too many things that continue to whittle away what we're able to do. And, of course, in California, you know, there's it's one of the most overreaching states. I mean, you have others, but California definitely is leading the way. And, you know, people will say, well, what can you do as a county supervisor? Most of this stuff is state or federal. Well, but it starts with a voice locally, and there's things that we can do to push back on. I mean, today's a very big day at the Board of Supervisors at 9 a.m. We're going to swear in a new supervisor, and we're going to start to see what it looks like.
We're going to have a new chairman of the board.
We're probably going to have a new chairman of the board.
Well, we have to.
Yes, we
are going to have one.
Yes. And I think what we're going to see is we're going to see what a lot of people have been talking about for 2 years. And I'll be honest, I got involved in October. I mean, you know, my first step into this was in October. And when people, I mean, my undergraduate my undergraduate's in social science. So, I mean, I studied this stuff, but I took tests and I memorized information to get it back out. Well, now I can say all these years later, now I'm actually having some really meaningful conversations about all the stuff I studied. And what we're going to see at the Board of Supervisors today, we're going to see for all of those that were in favor of change, okay, this is their chance, our chance to put up or shut up. And we're going to see the difference that comes the next 3, 6, 9, 12 months and what that looks like.
Well, Dolores, I'll get to you in a second. The change. Can you give me some examples of change? 87%, as you know, of the budget's already taken.
Correct.
From state and federal, you know, you have to do it that way. So what kind of changes do you want to see that the Board of Supervisors can do, can affect?
One of the things I want to see us do is I want us to see us really look at every department and what they're responsible for and what outcomes they're being tasked with, and then see if we're meeting that mark. A lot of times money is spent, and then a program might not be going well, so they'll say, well, let's just spend more money on it. It's because we don't have enough money, so they'll put more money into it. And before long, you have a program that was $1.8 million, and now it's $10 million. And the outcomes of that program aren't showing better results. So do you just now spend $20 million on it? So I would like to see a really deep forensic audit with what is happening with our money, because I don't believe we have to raise taxes to get a new jail. I think we have all the money we need. We just have to make sure it's allocated correctly and it's spent fiscally responsible. And I don't believe that's happening. I mean, I'll give you an example.
Good, because that was what I was going to ask.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll give you a very real example on the Shasta County website right now. Now, keep in mind, I have a few companies. I have websites for every one of them. I have a webmaster. I have a company. I have a person that I contract with, and I have people on my team as well that oversee that. So on the county website right now, they just had all this redistricting stuff, as you know. And so you can go in and you could type in your address and it'll pull up what district you're in. Well, there's been a glitch in that for, I don't know, 2.5-3 weeks, and it still isn't fixed. I mean, and this is something that it wouldn't take a whole lot to fix that glitch, but this is a microcosm, because right now I'm out knocking on doors and walking neighborhoods, and people ask, you know, what district am I in? So you can't pull that up. So you look at that, and I've put a ticket in. I've reached out, tried to say, hey, this is broke. So that's just one small, tangible example of you have an IT department that the people really would like to know what district they're in, and that's the easiest way for them to be able to find out, and they can't. And I'll be curious to see how long that takes to get fixed. So that's one. Now let's go into like Health and Human Services and some of that, and all the people that were hired for contact tracing at the county. I mean, we still have people we're paying to do contact tracing. I don't understand that. I mean, one, it feels like an overreach of our rights to have people tracking, you know, what we're doing like that, and then creating that database. But then also, I mean, who cares? Like, we've already know this is going away. The masks are going away now in schools in 2 weeks. So I just think there's so much money that's spent.
On things like this that, okay, so I saw that they hired about 100, but they were called temporary workers. I'd be interested to see how many of them really are temporary and how many are staying in. Every one of our county and our city employees were considered essential.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you have a job and you're feeding your families, you're essential. I mean, I'm just saying.
Would you look at outsourcing some of the missions of the or some of the things that are being done at the county?
Like what? Give me an example of like.
Well, let's just say IT.
IT.
Would you outsource it? Would you would it be things like that?
Well, personally, I hate to outsource.
Okay.
I hate to outsource anything that I mean like even like tourism, like the fact that the Shasta County that office, we don't have a person that's really just in charge of like tourism and really, really driving people here. I mean, we miss out on a lot of revenue because we don't have a really strong, united, countywide, tourism space. So for me, in terms of outsourcing
stuff.
You mean
a tourism space? Or because I think the Chamber of Commerce has taken over the tourism business here.
Well, I know the city of Reading hired a company and we don't even need to go into that. I don't even want to touch that right now. But the thing for me with outsourcing stuff, I mean, we have $600 million. I mean, we had $389 million just a few years ago, and now we're at $599 million. That's a lot of money.
You're talking about? The
overall county budget.
Okay.
I mean, that's a lot of money, and we don't have that many more residents. Now, I get it. Inflation's going up, but I'd be curious to see how many layers of, bureaucracy that we have between the different managers. I mean, and I won't say anybody's name on the radio, so anybody that's listening down doesn't have to, like, bristle up. But I've been talking to some different department heads or different people that have been with Health and Human Services for 12, 15 years, talking to some people in probation, talking to different people that are working in different sectors, and they just said, man, they said, if this is, confidential, like, this person reports to this person, and that's it. There's, like, this layer of management that doesn't need to be there. Like, I don't understand. And again, I'm not for cutting jobs, but I'm very much for rewarding performance. And if we have people that are doing a phenomenal, great job at their job, well, then let's make sure we get them tools and resources to do a better job. And if people aren't being held accountable, then we have to look at what we're spending, because this is all of our money.
Do you believe in the zero-based budgeting concept, where each year each department comes in and says, this is where I spent my money last year, this is what I need this year, instead of just adding on a couple percent?
Yeah, I don't, it's tough, because I understand you have to spend money to make money. I mean, you have to invest. And there's some years, if you can run leaner, you can carry that over. What I don't like is when you're spent, like in the school systems a lot of times. Like, you know, my mom worked at in the Anderson Union High School District for roughly 20 years. And I know that she used to talk about, you know, she would have to buy $500 in pencils or whatever the number is, $1,500 in pencils. And it just seemed ridiculous. But if she didn't spend it, then it might get cut out of the budget the next year for office supplies and staff and stuff like that. So I think some of that is wasteful. But for me, the most important thing is just accountability of where it's going. I mean, I think we have to invest our money and not just spend it. And with the programs we have, especially in health and human services, like I've talked about, like I want to cut 1.5% to 2.25% out and have a program for kids where, you know, with schools, with like charter schools, home schools, they get a monthly allotment for a physical activity, whether it be gymnastics, karate lessons, whatever. And, you know, I think all kids, especially, you know, fifth grade and lower, should have that option, because there's a lot of kids that are socioeconomically challenged that parents aren't, you know, getting government help, but they can't afford those extra things. And, you know, you look at the $300 and some million.
So after school programs, educational, 100%, athletic.
100%. Okay. And then I think it's a way we get our community involved on a greater level. Now, what those organizations have to do to be a certified vendor through the county, you know, you could work on that. You could say, hey, you've got to take classes. You've got to be a mandatory reporter. You've got to do these things, because we have to invest in our kids at a younger and younger age. Like, I'm not a believer in it takes a village. I don't believe that. Literally what it takes is two parents or even one parent or guardians to step up and raise their kids right. But I think there's things we can do as a county and as a community to give those kids every chance to succeed out of the gate. And I'd love to see it for K-12, but I think even just starting K-5 would be a great start. And this isn't something that the parents just get a check every month. This is something that it gets paid directly to that vendor. And I even said, if I have to sell my Ninja Gym, I had to sell my Ninja Gym to be able to do this program so it didn't look like I was setting it up for myself, I would sell my Ninja Gym, because I think it's that important. I think it's that important to our community to invest in our kids at a younger and younger age.
Okay. We've got to take a break here. Dolores, I'm sorry, but if you hang on till after the break, I'll get to you as soon as the break is over. 7:31 in the morning. And, 46 degrees out there, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Thinking about coming back and listening to us? Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Carl and Linda Bott, Monday through Friday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. Thinking about purchasing an electric car or truck? Well, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of the vehicle in the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We're here with Kevin Cry, who's running for District 1 Supervisor, and let's go to the phones. Dolores.
Good morning.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Kevin Cry just gave a little detail on why he's running. And one of the questions is liberty that I want to know. If you believe in liberty, then do you think it's right for you to dictate or even contradict what you said in November 16, 2020 regarding you would like to basically choose and who could speak under public comment? And you made that pretty clear to the Board of Supervisors.
Okay, Dolores, thank you.
In 2020, I never attended a board meeting in 2020. I attended a board meeting in 2021. October of 21 was my very first board meeting I ever went to. So,
do you know what she's talking about? About saying there should be people limited?
Oh, no. Well, you know, in fairness to her, I made an inappropriate joke at a Board of Supervisors meeting that was just basically making a joke of when people speak in open session. I didn't want to follow, or people should get to choose who they follow when they speak. And that was
I got it. speaking of open comment, the open comment and over the last year has been rankest at best, attacks, personal attacks, questioning people, how they raise their kids, attacks with nothing in that 3 minutes that said, well, this is a problem and this is how to fix it. What do you do in a situation like that?
You mean just in like a public comment?
Yeah, the public comment section.
Yeah, I mean,
can people say anything they want there?
Yeah, people can, and I think
they can.
Well, I mean, this is a free country, so if you're in public comment and you've got 3 minutes, you know, and that's up to the chair of what they want to allow. Now,
would you back the chair if the chair said that's totally inappropriate and cut them off?
I think the discourse in public comment is just that. It's public comment. So you have 3 minutes. You can speak your mind. I think as long as you're not you know, threatening physical harm and things like that. I think a person needs to be entitled to say what they want. One of the things I would encourage the community to make sure we do is when there's open comment, let's move forward and let's do things positive. Let's be solution driven. And I'm not saying we all have to just get along like that's going to happen, but there used to be, from what I understand, like, you know, 1 to 3 people in these meetings. Now there can be 1 to 300. And,
well, usually people come up to talk about, in this way it's supposed to be, about a specific thing.
Yeah.
And you give your 3 minute comments on this. This is why I think this is a bad idea, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it would be, and something I was just talking about, this is a bad idea, you know, this is changing the zoning of a neighborhood and all these things. This is why it's a bad idea. And then that's the 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's not up there standing saying, if you approve this, I'm going to give out your name, the name of your dog, where you live.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's one of the things that I think that it's been the most disheartening, or one of the things that's been really disheartening about seeing how, you know, visceral the reactions are. I negotiate for a living with mm-hmm. my talent agency, and I think the best deals are when nobody's happy. You can say, well, when everybody's happy. Well, if both sides have to give and you meet in a good spot, then I think that's critical, and I think we have to get to that. Like, and we will. I believe we will. I have high hopes. I'm very optimistic for Shasta County. I think we're going to be on a great track, and I'm really looking forward to that.
If you win, and we've talked about the after school programs, mm-hmm. that being able to do that. I think that's a good idea. What are some of the other things that you would do immediately?
Man, other than
because it does take 3 to 2.
Yeah, than the audit that we already talked about. Yeah. And again, what I know is what's going on today is not going to be what's probably going to be the thing in January, because there's a lot that's going to happen in the next probably 90 days. Mm-hmm. But for me, you know, public safety and the mental health and the homeless issue that we have, that's probably not going to go away. So one of the things that I'm doing right now is every time I travel, I was in Dallas last week. I have a trip to Indianapolis coming up. Is I'm really making an effort to go to, you know, public transit stations, whether it be a bus or a tram or anything, and see what homelessness looks like in other areas, and then do a little research before I go to see what they've done and what that looks like. We have to tackle that. And the thing is we have a lot of really smart people in Shasta County. And what I've learned is they all can't basically get along. And they can't come to the table and work together. And there's a lot of churches as well. And I'm not talking just about evangelical Christian churches. I'm talking about Muslim churches. I'm talking about Mormon churches. I'm talking about Catholic churches. There's a lot of faith-based organizations as well. And, you know, I want to be a unifier in some of that and get these people together and say, look, we all want the same thing. Let's throw out who gets credit, whose idea it is. And I don't think that's really difficult.
I think...
I mediated a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Would you agree that we've got more than sufficient resources to address this?
Easily. Easily. I mean, I get it. AB 109 really handcuffed us in a lot of ways. But still, I mean, there are some pretty simple solutions that we're going to be able to tackle pretty quickly.
Okay.
And I think that's going to start, pretty soon here.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, do you have a question for Kevin Cry?
I do. Kevin is probably one of the hardest workers I've ever seen. How are you doing, Kevin?
Good, sir.
Public comment is not what you say it is, Carl. And honestly and truly, I haven't seen you at too many Board of Supervisors meetings. Public comment.
So what, Terry? No, Terry, so what? So what if I haven't been there?
Here's what public comment is. I don't interrupt you, and there's no reason to get angry or rude.
That's not true. You do interrupt
there's
me.
There's no reason to get angry and rude with me.
I'm not angry and rude, Terry. But when you start off like that, you haven't been there, Carl. Well, you know what? You don't have to be there. You can still look at it. You can still watch it and view it.
Yeah, okay. You just don't want me to say what I'm going to say, I guess. Is that it? Because I'm just trying to get a sentence out. Public comment, in essence, is public comment being something to where people can public comment what they want to say. It's not public discussion. It can be anything they want. And for the most part, on an item that's not already agendized. then, after that, if an agendized item comes up, public can comment again, a person can comment again. But public comment isn't specifically one thing. It doesn't need to be regulated. Language and behavior can be regulated, but not the comment itself.
I will agree with that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to us by our friends over at Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, insurance companies have lawyers. Employers have lawyers. What if you're not getting the assistance you need because of a work injury? Well, that's where Patrick Gorman comes in, a former 101st Air Assault guy, a former law enforcement officer, worked for the insurance companies, and he said, you know, I don't want to do this. I want to go and help the people. And that's what he's for. If you give him a call at 262-2168, you'll get a free consultation. He's going to tell you, do you need help or not? He's going to listen to your case, and if everything's going the way it should, he's going to tell you, well, let it continue. But if it's not, Patrick Gorman's the guy you want fighting for you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back.
Tutankhamun, wonderful things, treasures from the pharaoh's tomb is coming to Reading at Turtle Bay Museum March 5th through September 5th, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures, presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The 36th annual Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show is back live at the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 4th through the 6th. Meet world-famous Tag, the 10-foot-tall, half-ton Kodiak Bear, sponsored by KRCR News Channel 7. See Squatch, America's 10-foot-tall, 800-pound Sasquatch. See and shop for your outdoor recreation needs from a host of new exhibitors. You'll see guides and lodges. Sign up to win a guided Kenai fishing experience. Don't miss the Legends of the Northwest Big Game Display, sponsored by Action News Now. For the kids, there's the Pepsi Live Trout Pond, Archery Range, and BB Gun Range. Catch the fishing demonstrations on Phil's Bass Bin. See ATVs, RVs, boats, wall tents, and more at low show prices. All this and more at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show, presented by Interstate Batteries, March 4th through the 6th. See you there. For more info, visit ExposureShows.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local, We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This year's Turtle Bay auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items while supporting Turtle Bay. Register free online, then view and bid on over 100 items. From getaways and romantic dinners to jewelry and more. Learn more about everything auction at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:50 in the morning here on the 1st of March, 48 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions that Judy has built, and she's been doing this since 1993. She has the experience and she has the compassion that you would want with somebody that's going to be your insurance agent. Everything from looking at having a second opinion on retirement plans and 401ks, which are, you know, with everything that's going on, are you getting the returns you should? Well, Judy's offering a free consultation. Just give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Kevin Cry. Running for District 1 Supervisor. April 6th is going to be a debate.
A debate, not a forum.
Not a forum. It's going to be a debate hosted
by the real deal.
Hosted by the Chamber of Commerce. Yep. And we at KCNR, we're going to broadcast that over the radio that night. Each one of the three candidates will have a microphone in front of them.
That's
maybe
awesome.
Maybe two microphones. Who knows?
Yeah.
One to reach everybody that's in there. But the other one is so that everybody that can't make it to it can listen to it, and then we'll also have it archived.
That's great.
So...
No, that's great.
That can be good or bad for y'all.
Archived. Archived. But I think the most important thing is for the community to know their candidates. You know their candidates, know what they believe, know what they stand, know that they can defend their positions on what will happen and what actions they take in the future in certain situations, and then also be accountable for decisions they've made in the past, now, whether that be public, personal, or political. I think that's important. I mean, we need a transparent board of supervisors. I mean, we got to eradicate the politician from all of them. And that means people that are there that have been in office, whether it be 4 years or 40 years. Like, let's just break this open so people can take a look. Because right now we have community engagement like we've never seen before, not just even locally, but across the nation. We got to keep that. We got to keep people,
people
moving, wanting to run for school boards, getting involved.
Well, and that's the thing. I heard so many people say the Board of Supervisors needs to lean in on the Board of Education and this masking. Supervisors don't have anything to say about that, do they?
Supervisors have a platform and a voice. City council people have a platform and a voice. I mean, if you've been elected, that means there's probably a few people out there that know you and would listen to something you say. And if you don't use that and wield that in times of need, then, you know, you're basically a groundhog that's gone in, underground for another 6 weeks, or in this case, maybe 2 or 3 years. I mean, when people have a chance to lead, they lead. And people, when they have a chance to lead and they don't, they're not leaders. They're not leaders.
Do you think the bureaucracy that's been building for decades, when you start a bureaucracy. And bureaucracy doesn't mean it's bad. It just means something that's been there. It operates on the on a certain level. Can that be changed? And if it's radically changed, will it have an impact on the citizens?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, for what we have now, I mean, some of this stuff that's been, you know, done over a lot of years with bloated government, overreach, bureaucracy, tons of layers. I mean, it's not going to be done, it's not going to be untangled overnight. It's going to take some time, but that's why it's really important why people stay engaged. They keep their elected officials accountable, and they never again just say, oh, they're going to take care of it. I mean, I'm the first to admit I was guilty of that. I didn't, I didn't do that. And that's why myself and many others understand we're in the place we're in. And now it's not just enough to say, okay, I got to fix it. Now I've got to, I'm rallying other people to run for other positions. And I would encourage everybody, whether you agree with me politically or personally or not, then get your friends to run. And let's get that information out there. And that's why I'm excited about April 6th. I'm really, I don't want to say proud like it sounds trite or condescending to Jake Mangus in the chamber, but I think they're trying to do a hard pivot. Obviously, they had a pack. They got rid of it. They're trying to be in the middle, kind of play Switzerland now, and I'm impressed.
Which is the right thing to do.
Well, it's the right thing to do. I don't think they ever should have had a pack, honestly. But at the end of the day, I'm glad that he's doing it, and I think we're going to see a huge turnout. And I'm hoping we have two or three. I mean, I'd like to debate every week because I think this is important. I think, I mean, every day when I'm knocking on doors and talking to people, you know, it's really hard to not want to sit and talk for an hour to some of the people I'm meeting because, you know, you hear their stories of what they're doing, what they've gone through, the problems they've had, and I'm just sucking up so much information. I mean, I'm glad I didn't have this. I mean, I'm joking, but I'm glad this awakening didn't happen 2 years ago because I would have been doing this for 2 years, and I've been doing it since now October, but... It's exciting.
I've heard meetings other than 9 o'clock on Tuesday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Would you look at that in
different
areas?
Well, yeah, I love the thing about the different areas. You know, holding one in different spots. At the same time, you know, the boardroom, you know, there on Court Street is the facility for that. But I think, you know, we serve the people. We serve the Constitution first, state and federal Constitution. We serve that first, and then it's the constituents. And I think getting a chance to do things in possibly even different districts and just get more people involved. I mean, this whole American experiment was never meant to be governed by oligarchy kind of situation where we've got this political elite and socialist elite that's running things. I mean, you know, like Thomas Jefferson had said, like this whole great American experiment is only going to work if the people stay engaged, and the people didn't stay engaged. So now we're reaping what we've sowed. So I would love to see some evening meetings because I don't think it's great that a lot of people have to take off work to come to a meeting and public comment.
Yeah, some of us have jobs.
Yeah,
it becomes really difficult. The other thing I've heard. I'll just tell you,
sure.
We've had this place for 12 years. I've heard everybody that runs for supervisor has said that. We need to have an evening meeting at least once a quarter, something like that. Never happened.
Yeah.
And every one of them says, so I'm just throwing this out on your plate. And
yeah.
We've got to change, I think, that offering that. And if nobody shows up after a couple meetings, okay.
I mean, yeah, so, you know? So, yeah, let me give you an example. I mean, there even our current four supervisors, our fifth, when you get sworn in today, Tim Garmon, I mean, I'm able to work with a variety of people, beliefs, and, you know, I think working together, we're all going to be able to get some things accomplished for our own districts and for the greater Shasta County while I'm there. I'm a middleman. I'm a peacemaker. That's what I do. But I'm also I'm a very, very hardliner about the principles and the beliefs I have. And you know, I'm a unifier, and I think we're going to be able to do that. And I'll tell you, like, we will have an evening meeting because the people want that. That's obvious. They want that. And I wouldn't be shocked if we didn't have one here coming up pretty soon with what we have currently at the board. I mean, I think we're going to see some changes. And I think if people want to see those changes, I'm a clear choice for District 1 in June.
Okay. So how do people get a hold of you? Do you have a website? Do you have?
Yes.
I mean, I know you do.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Vote.
Why don't you give that out?
VoteKevinCry.com, and it's CRYE. I do have CRY as well, but VoteKevinCry.com. I'm on Facebook. Just type in Vote Kevin Cry. I'm at the Ninja Gym 5 or 6 days a week. I'm an easy guy to get the hold of. I mean, one of the things for me, my two of my big bullet points, right? Local control and transparency. Transparency is you can reach me anytime. I mean, I've given my cell phone out number so many times on the air and podcasts. I mean, I'm available. Come talk to me. And most likely, if you live in District 1, I'm going to be knocking on your door if I haven't already.
You consider the Board of Supervisors job a full-time job?
Well, 100%. I mean, it already is. I mean, like, for what I'm doing right now, because I want to make sure that I understand as much as humanly possible, so I'm hitting the ground running. So right now, between now and January, when I would take office, I'm not going to slow down. And to be honest, you know, and I'm an optimist. I'm pretty confident. Most of the time I've said, you know, that I will win, but I know this, that I'm going to work really hard for the people of Shasta County because I'm already doing that, and that's not going to change based on an election.
Okay. Kevin Cry, running for District 1 Supervisor. There will be a debate April 6th, and trust me, we're going to have everybody that's running for Supervisor on the show several times, along with other elected political offices.
Yeah, thank you and Linda so much for having me.
Well, you know what? It makes a difference, you know, and we don't endorse people, as you know, because we believe people, when they listen to you and they reach out, that they don't need me or Linda to say, oh, this person's better.
Can I say one thing, too?
Sure.
I have a meet and greet at Chuck E. Cheese, March 15th at 6 p.m. Chuck E. Cheese, right? Bring your kids. Bring your kids.
Okay.
Because we're gonna start this from the young kids going up, and we're never going to lose Shasta County again.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and Dr. Doug Craig's going to join me right after the break.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
An online video aired by the BBC. Our enemy has treacherously started shelling Kharkiv city center and its residential areas using multiple launch rocket systems and cruise missiles. The square in front of the regional state administration office has been hit. We are now estimating casualties among the civilian population.
The Ukrainians, being helped by a number of European countries, are sending military hardware to Ukraine. Some of America's biggest businesses are hitting Russia with their own sanctions, and others offering aid and comfort to displaced Ukrainian civilians. An estimated 520,000 people, many women and children among them, have fled to neighboring countries, including Poland. The Ukraine crisis expected to figure prominently in tonight's State of the Union address. President Biden getting failing grades from the American people as he prepares for tonight's speech.
When the president stands before Congress and the country tonight, he won't have the support of most Americans. In several polls, including one from the Washington Post and ABC News, Mr. Biden is underwater. 37% approve of his job performance, 55% disapprove. He especially gets low numbers for his handling of the economy.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the address to take place at 9 p.m. Eastern. Texas voters ushering in the midterm campaign season, primary voting taking place today. On Wall Street, the Dow down 452 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is. So let's say you buy a new home. And maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later, you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired.
To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rack Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Japanese tech giant Toshiba has named a new chief executive as it seeks shareholder approval for a restructuring plan aimed at restoring its reputation and competitiveness.
The company said Taro Shimada, an executive officer and senior vice president, would replace Satoshi Tsunakawa as chief executive. Toshiba was one of Japan's most revered brands, but it's been struggling since the Fukushima nuclear disaster in March 2011. His reputation was tarnished also by a major accounting scandal.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The International Olympic Committee has made a sweeping move to isolate and condemn Russia over the country's invasion of Ukraine. The IOC has urged others to exclude Russian athletes and officials from international events. The IOC says the move is needed to protect the integrity of global sports competitions and for the safety of all the participants. News and analysis, townhall.com. Well, here's something else Alexa can do.
If there's no doctor in the house, Amazon's Alexa will soon be able to summon one. Amazon and telemedicine provider Teladoc Health are starting a voice-activated virtual care program that lets customers get medical help without picking up their phones. The service for health issues that aren't emergencies will be available on Amazon's Echo devices. Customers can tell the voice assistant Alexa that they want to talk to a doctor, and that will prompt a callback on the device from a Teladoc physician. Keith Peters reporting.
A deadly shooting at a Sacramento, California church. Police say a father who had a restraining order against him fatally shot his three daughters, their chaperone, and then himself. The sheriff says a gunman was estranged from the children's mother. The shooting's believed to have happened during a supervised visit with the children. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 371. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We are on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Good morning. Today, the 1st of March, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared is my Sulu, who runs the ship through the interstellar galaxies. Is that going to, is that too much?
Nah.
What's the weather look like, buddy?
It's currently 52 degrees today. It's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 74, a low of 48. Tomorrow, we have a 30% chance of showers, turning into a 60% chance of showers tomorrow night with a high of 70, low of 48. 50% chance of showers on Thursday, high of 62, a low of 39. Chance of showers on Friday with a high of 63, a low of 37. Slight chance of showers on Saturday with a high of 60 and a low of 36. And on Sunday, it's going to be sunny with a high around 65 and a low around 38.
Come on, March. Do your thing. Come in like a lion for 20-25 days. Give us the rain. Give us the snowpack. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that takes care of their customers. They are the ones to go to. They think of their customers as warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. First Tuesday of the month, Dr. Doug Craig is here with me. We discuss different things. And as usual, he's come in with 46. At least you're not bringing in 12 books like you used to.
And those were props.
Those were props. That's right. If you open them up, and the only thing in it was an oatmeal cookie.
Yeah.
It's been cut out, a circle cut out in the middle of this, and there's an oatmeal cookie in there. What we've talked about in many times is how do we move forward without rancor? It's difficult. It's difficult at times because sometimes people will trigger you with a and let's talk about triggering just for a second. What's your definition of triggering, Doug?
Well, triggering as a psychologist,
yeah.
When I'm working with a client and that topic could arise or it feels necessary to talk about, it's usually in reference to someone encountering something external that connects with some pain from their past, and it triggers them to feel emotions based on previous trauma, and it causes them to become more emotional and less rational.
Okay, causes the person being triggered to become more emotional, less rational.
Exactly.
Because we've been hearing all that. You know, there's certain words that in universities, it triggered people, and so they had to go into a little safe spot where that was offered up. It was a safe little safe spot for people to go into. But aren't we constantly hearing things that that can offend us or that can kind of get you going?
Yeah,
I mean, that's been like that throughout. I mean, it didn't just start in the last 5 years.
Yeah. So what we had for 100 years between the Civil War and the Civil Rights Act is an understanding that whether we were on the left or the right, we all agreed that blacks and non-whites weren't equal to whites. Mm-hmm. And, but among the white people, whether you're liberal or conservative, there was this feeling of mutual respect and mutual toleration. Since we've tried to create a more racially equal society, it's triggered a tremendous amount of polarization and fear. So no one, I think, anymore feels particularly safe. So a lot of people feel threatened. They drive up to a stoplight and there's a bumper sticker they don't agree with in the car ahead of them. They could get triggered. They could get angry. But that's not your point. What is your point?
Your point is
that some people overreact to that.
Yeah, this has been around a long time. Okay, I drive up and it says Biden is the best president that's ever been. Okay? I'm just saying that's a bumper sticker. I look at it. I don't get angry. I don't agree, but I don't get so angry that I start shaking. And, I mean, to me, we are constantly faced with, quote, triggering events, right? That before, okay, you kind of assimilated that and said, it's not worth my time. It's not worth my time to get upset about this. We seem to be pandering in some areas where if you get upset, oh my God, we've got to do something for you. We've got to make you feel better.
Okay, so
and that's not life.
So what I wanted to focus on today is how the human mind is incapable of knowing what's true. Okay, and that the research in neuropsychology is very clear on that the left brain interpreter has no clue what's true and will come to believe something. So your perspective is different from mine, and you're looking at it from a particular perspective. And from my perspective, what you're saying is exactly what drove people to invade the Capitol on January 6th. They got triggered. They believed a lie, and it caused them to be terrified. So you're looking at it from your perspective and seeing what's wrong with these snowflakes on the left that get so scared of everything. Well, the whole thing in this country is driven by white people's fear of no longer being in power. And that's what's driving pretty much all of the conflict that we're dealing with right now. So that's triggering. The white people who are used to being in power are seeing their power slip away, and it's terrifying to them. They're being massively triggered. And that's what's going on here.
I'm not sure that I agree with all
that's
that.
That's what my left brain tells me.
I know. That's what your left brain tells you. What my right brain is saying
No, I mean left hemisphere.
I know.
The liberal center.
I know. But when you blame it all, I mean, what you're saying, it's all on the white race's side. That everything that is happening, oh, I'm triggered because I'm going to lose power. I mean, does that click into their brain like that? Or maybe it's that I'm tired of what's happening at that level. I feel like, I'm not, going back to the, quote, invasion of the Capitol. Yeah, there was a couple hundred people. I'm not sure how many people were really arrested on this. There were thousands and thousands of people there that came to that. A very, very small percentage of the people went into the Capitol, and even a smaller percentage did anything destructive. You're saying it's because, if I understand you right, you're saying it's because they were white and they were afraid of losing power.
What I'm saying is that historically, we have all had intersecting identities, and that there were liberal Republicans and conservative Democrats, and we had tons and tons of things that we all had in common with one another, and we no longer have that. And there's, lots of reasons for that, but we are very polarized. So,
well, I will agree. You know, 100% agree with that.
So what that does is activates our lizard brain. You know, that goes way back. You know,
yeah.
Through hundreds of generations, that identifies with a team or what some people call a tribe, and forces us to not concern ourselves with anything that's true or real. It doesn't matter. It, you know, the left brain, again, has no concern about what's true. What it's most concerned about is survival, and that means being loyal to its team and winning, and most importantly, making sure the other side loses. Now, the problem with that is we're America, and we're all Americans, and we used to know deeply that even if I disagree with you, you're a good person, you're a good American, and your values are the same as mine. That's gone. We no longer believe that. We demonize one another. Most people on the left think most people on the right are racists, and most people on the right think most people on the left are socialists. And that bears out in study after study. We don't even know each other. We don't talk to each other. We're more segregated than blacks were from whites once upon a time.
And
that's a problem.
And
right there, that's a problem.
And that's the end result of political parties and the media dividing us like this and us letting them do that.
Exactly.
So now we as a nation have to figure out how we can move forward, because obviously the media is not going to help, and
right.
obviously the politicians aren't going to help, because it behooves them to keep us separated.
Carl, I agree completely with what you just said.
And we're going to take a break on that one. This portion of the show brought to you by, and we can also agree that Quick and Clean Car Wash is a great place to get your car washed. Brushless wash. They have special soap and wax. Makes my 2006 F-150 look brand new, practically. And they have a you can buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. All of this is at Quick and Clean. It's located on the corner of Market and Eureka Street, right next to Dutch Bros. And the people there are so friendly. You get a clean towel that wipes off your car at the end of it, dries it off. It's a great place. Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart, you're
The 36th Annual Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show is back live at the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 4th through the 6th. Meet world-famous Tag, the 10-foot-tall, half-ton Kodiak Bear, sponsored by KRCR News Channel 7. See Squatch, America's 10-foot-tall, 800-pound Sasquatch. See and shop for your outdoor recreation needs from a host of new exhibitors. You'll see guides and lodges. Sign up to win a guided Kenai fishing experience. Don't miss the Legends of the Northwest Big Game Display, sponsored by Action News Now. For the kids, there's the Pepsi Live Trout Pond, Archery Range, and BB Gun Range. Catch the fishing demonstrations on Phil's Bass Bin. See ATVs, RVs, boats, wall tents, and more at low show prices. All this and more at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show, presented by Interstate Batteries, March 4th through the 6th. See you there. For more info, visit ExposureShows.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:21 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. If you're looking for jewelry, stop by Four Winds Jewelry. Not only do they have a great selection at very fair prices, you need a watch repair. They have the only watch repairman in the city that can literally build a watch from scratch, and he can repair your watch. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig. Let's go to the phones. Rourke, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you guys for your show. And I was just listening to you guys, and I was listening to your guest there, and I just kind of find it insulting that his statements about, he basically is making a blanket statement against white people or white society, and it's just kind of sad because I'm sure he wouldn't make a negative blank statement about other non-white groups in the United States, and it seems very cowardice for him to do that. And he mentions the rioters and the white population being scared of losing power and so forth. But maybe it's when they did that, they did it because they fear that they are not losing power, but their lives are being altered in ways that they didn't believe in. And I'm not saying what they did was correct or right on some people, but every single day, if you are accused of being a racist, blanket accusations of an entire group of people over and over, and that you're not that way, it just seems disingenuous that he would say it about the white race and not other groups that, you know, their problems in their communities and so forth. So
okay.
I don't think it's fair, but I appreciate your guys' show, and I would just like to see if he would make those accusations.
Yeah, well, he'll comment on that, but I appreciate your phone call, Rourke, because obviously you care, and it's a good question. There was no anger there. It was, hey, how can you say this? So we'll let Doug
Yes.
Explain that. Thanks a lot, Rourke, for the phone call.
Thank you, Rourke. Thanks. And I actually do agree with you that it would be unkind, disrespectful, and, you know, wrong of me to imply that all white people are racist any more than I would say that all of some other race have some kind of common characteristic. But let me explain a couple things, though, that might help us here. At this moment, the average age for white Americans is 58 years old. Okay, that's the average age for white Americans.
That's not how long they live. This is
just the
average
age.
For, you know, all,
there's about 200 million white Americans, and the average age, believe it or not, is 58 years old.
Okay.
For Asians, it's 29. For African Americans, it's 27, and for Hispanics, it's 11. Okay? So what we're seeing is a change of the guard, and never in the history of the world that we know of has a democracy survived when one ethnic majority ceases to be a majority. So there is a fear among some that that's declining. Now, let me just say one more thing. White births are now outnumbered by white deaths in most states. And so what I'm not saying that all white people are racist. What I am saying is the Republican Party is a white party. And they have chosen purposely not to diversify. They actually, after Mitt Romney lost, they faced a moment where they considered trying to expand their policies to attract more diverse populations, and they chose not to do that. So as a result, we are very divided, you know, and when you have within one nation, you have two large segments that have nothing in common, it creates conflict.
But the leadership, let's look at leadership. Let's just look at the California GOP. The leader of the California GOP is a Hispanic lady. In California, we actually increased the number of congressional seats this last election. The fact that when you look at the polls, many of the Hispanic community is leaning away now from the Democrats, and they're looking at the Republicans. Republicans are expanding. You know, they are broadening the tent.
And that's good.
That's the way it should be.
I agree with you.
We're seeing that happen. When we say that, you know, that the Republican Party, you know, primarily white, I look at the leadership of the Democratic Party. I see that as primarily white. And, you know, to reach out to everybody.
Right.
You know, and perhaps we should just, and this won't happen right away, just make it all an independent type thing where you're not labeled. You know, here we go back to labeling people. If you're this color, or you're this party, or you're this religion, you're just like this.
Right.
And we can't do that. That goes back into the statement is that we go back into the silos again.
Right.
We've got to get beyond that.
Right. Right. No, I agree with you. And I think that you're making my point in the sense that you are saying that Republicans need to expand.
Absolutely. And they're in the process of doing
that. And they're doing that, at least in California. I agree with you.
And to do that, because you want to bring in more Americans of all kinds into the parties.
Right.
But, you know, one of the things I wrote back to you was that when we were discussing this.
We had an email exchange, right?
Yeah, an email exchange. Right. Is that people of all, I said, you know, when we talk about fear, and when you talk about fear, is that many people, many white people feel kind of like Rourke does.
Right.
Are things that we believe in, are they even being taken in consideration, and that we're being blamed for things that happened 200 years ago?
Right. Well,
So how can you be blamed for something that happened 200 years ago that you, as an individual, don't believe in, I don't know anybody that believes that slavery was a good thing.
Yeah, I just slightly disagree that this is about 200 years ago. I think this is about today. I really do. So, like, there was a recent poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, and they asked a question where it says, it always makes our country better when Americans speak up and protest unfair treatment by the government. And 71% of Democrats agreed with that, and 47% of Fox News Republicans agreed with that. That's fine. I'm not making any big deal about that. However, when they asked the question, it always makes our country better when black Americans speak up and protest unfair treatment by the government, the Democrats didn't change one bit. It's still 71%. Fox News Republicans dropped to 10%. Well, so here's my point, that there is a segment of Americans that are feeling threatened, and we shouldn't judge them as racist, but we should try to understand why is this going on, and how are we going to overcome that and understand one another? How can we sit down and talk to one another so there isn't this much fear and division? Because that's tearing us apart.
No, agree 100% on that. On being able to get together and discuss things. But then I look at the poll. Fox Republicans as opposed to Nebraska Republicans. You know,
right.
I mean,
right.
That'd be like saying, 87% of MSNBC Democrats.
Well, they had a poll on Republicans, too.
Yeah.
They did Democrats, Republicans.
Okay.
And then they said, okay, but is there a difference between people that identify as Republicans and people that identify as I'm a Fox News watching Republican? And there's a difference between those two groups.
Well, there
That's
is.
My point.
Yeah.
And it goes back to your point about the media.
Absolutely.
That we both agree that MSNBC and Fox News are playing a different game than the rest of us. Their game is about money and profits and ratings, and it's not like they got together in a room and decided this, but they both recognize
that we know of,
yeah, there's no proof, but they definitely know that they have to keep us at all. They can't come up with solutions where there's a kumbaya moment, because that crushes their ratings, right? There has to be perpetual conflict that can never be resolved.
Look at the ratings for MSNBC and CNN. CNN is tanking for a variety of reasons, as we all know. But when Trump left office, MSNBC and CNN ratings dropped dramatically.
And I'm not surprised. I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised. Yeah.
You can,
goes back to we're motivated by fear.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. There's no fear here. This is a great bank. This is a local bank, local board of directors. They've been around for 15 years, 4 different branches. They are there to help you since the day they opened. Cornerstone Community Bank has been moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals of our neighbors committed to providing the highest level of personal service. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. 8:32 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Remember us, the Chula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:36 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, the only place I've had my hair cut in, gosh, going on 15 years here at in Reading. And I just love this place. Like I said, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work it by appointments only. 244-9478 is the phone number. Go on in, get your haircuts. Man's Last Stronghold. Dr. Phil is not on the TV. But I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, my substitute for Dr. Phil. Except I think you're smarter. welcome.
Thank you.
As people can, when Doug's on, people call. I mean, immediately. And
apparently,
the thing about it is, I've known Doug a long time. Doug used to have a show here on the station years ago. We don't agree on some things. And yet, this is the idea of having this program, is how we can discuss this. And we leave here, you know, shaking hands and not being upset. Okay, I don't agree with that. He doesn't agree with me. But it doesn't mean that he's a bad person or I'm a bad person and that we can't talk. I wish you and I were the worst people in the world right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I get
all right.
Your point.
Now, you said you were going to throw shade. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah. Okay, this is an interesting study that, should make us think, hopefully. So this study placed Spanish speakers in randomly selected train stations in white suburban towns around Boston, Okay, now Boston is not a conservative stronghold. Okay, this is a liberal area. Before and after the arrival of the Spanish speakers, passengers on the platforms were surveyed about their attitudes about immigration. After being exposed to the Spanish speakers on their metro lines for just 3 days, attitudes on these questions moved sharply rightward. The most liberal Democratic passengers had come to endorse immigration policies, including deportation of children of undocumented immigrants, similar to those endorsed by Trump in his campaign. So my point is this, that this isn't a right-left thing. This is a political identity thing, that we're, how are we all going to coexist peacefully? And there's a sense that when we get to know one another, we make connections that are meaningful and important and are not threatened. But still, there's this underlying fear in all of us, you know, that can be, as you started the show today with, could be triggered, you know. So deep down, we're political animals. We're all practicing identity politics. And
but as we also pointed out at the beginning, is that, you know, we have a tendency, and some people don't even like this term, to be tribal. That we have a tendency to be with people that agree with us.
There's my point too.
Yeah, and so when you have that, that can be overcome.
Yes,
because you can, you know, nations get along.
Right.
It's when you refuse to talk and you refuse to see the other side. Now let's go to the phones. Mark, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can now.
I think your guest is being a little disingenuous there about the protests. So, aside from the January 6th riot, where a few hundred people became violent, most of your right-wing protests are peaceful. But the one thing that has got a very common thread with all the BLM protests is they turn violent. They're not protests, they're riots. And so when you start saying, hey, you know, 60, so I'm hearing him say that 60% of the Democrats approve of rioting as a form of protest.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mark.
I mean,
let Doug address that, okay? Because that's right. A good point. And believe it or not, he and I spoke of that during the break, exactly that. You know, a perception of a peaceful protest versus buildings being burnt down. Okay.
Well, he just brought up the January 6th, but
right.
Made no mention of Seattle, Portland, San Francisco. I mean, all across the West Coast, violent riots, and the one protest that he sticks out is the January 6th.
It
angers me because it's just baloney that the left picks on one riot of the right, or protest, riot, whatever you want to call January 6th. I disagree what happened there, but they ignore months and months and months of people destroying our town, and that's okay. We all saw things of that CNN guy. Oh, it's mostly peaceful protests. The city was burning behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
Okay, Mark, we got that. Let's let Doug address that. Okay, thank you very much for the phone call, and I understand it.
Well, the context for my comments was at the beginning of the show, which was where Carl was talking about triggers and how people on the left seem to be oversensitive and can be triggered. So that was the context that I just said that we're all being triggered. We're all afraid. We're all identifying with our political identities, and that's a fact. But I also want to point out that and I'm going to quote something from a neuropsychologist, that none of our beliefs exist independently in the world, but only in the mind, and only at the moment someone creates them through the process of thinking. Every study that's been conducted shows that the way your mind works and the way my mind works is we go find not the truth, but you go find information that agrees with us. And then we believe it. And so, you know, the only way to resolve something like this is to look at some scientific studies of riots, of this. Because in our own lives, I've worked with couples who can't agree on what they talked about in the car on the way to the session. You know, the ability of the mind to know what's true and what isn't true is suspect at best. So I'm not disagreeing that people on the left can be violent. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that we're all stuck in our silos and we're all going around finding information that confirms what we already believe that we didn't personally experience anyway.
We're just trying to figure out who's next. The phone lines are filled up. I think where a lot of people come from is January 6th when they entered the Capitol building was absolutely wrong. I don't know anybody that agrees with that. But I also see where they had 220 days or, you know, a straight of riots in Seattle and taking over sections of the city. And, you know, people are – that, I think, triggers people, too. To say, wait a minute, you know, this went on, and yet nothing seemed to be done about it. And people that burnt down things, nothing happened to them. I think, you know, when we say things like that, we as people are results of what we see and the information we intake. And we've agreed on that. We have a tendency to take the information that we agree with and use that.
Right.
It's difficult to reach out to others. It's difficult for me to read the Huffington Post.
Right.
It's difficult, but I do it.
Right.
And the fact is the same story presented by two different, quote, news organizations are so totally different.
Yes, true.
And so that becomes something that is another, as we go back, is the media is driving us apart. We got to take a break. Mike and Rob, hang on. We'll get to you right after the break here. It's 8:46 in the morning, 52 degrees out there today, the 1st of March, 2022. We'll be right back.
The 36th annual Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show is back live at the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 4th through the 6th. Meet world famous Tag, the 10-foot-tall half-ton Kodiak Bear, sponsored by KRCR News Channel 7. See Squatch, America's 10-foot-tall, 800-pound Sasquatch. See and shop for your outdoor recreation needs from a host of new exhibitors. You'll see guides and lodges. Sign up to win a guided Kenai fishing experience. Don't miss the Legends of the Northwest Big Game Display, sponsored by Action News Now. For the kids, there's the Pepsi Live Trout Pond, Archery Range, and BB Gun Range. Catch the fishing demonstrations on Phil's Bass Bin. See ATVs, RVs, boats, wall tents, and more at low show prices. All this and more at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show, presented by Interstate Batteries, March 4th through the 6th. See you there. For more info, visit ExposureShows.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300.
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome back. If you've noticed, that song gets played at least once during each show. I'm sorry, guys. It's just, I really like that song. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, and we're discussing how we can discuss things as individuals. We don't have to agree with each other, but we can be polite, not condescending, not attacking, or anything like that, and listen to the other person's point of view. Doesn't mean we have to agree, and we can bring up our points of view, and hopefully both sides then will learn something. Okay, I can see, you know, what you're saying. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand, and we can walk away then in a very cordial manner and agree to meet again. Did I capture that kind of?
I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Okay. So, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I couldn't agree with what you said more wholeheartedly. I have to tell you, though, that when I hear comments that focus on demographics, earlier your guest made reference to the fact that the black population was significantly younger, had a higher birth rate, whatever, than the white population. Absolutely. At the same time, you know, he made reference to the fact that the Republican Party is less inclusive than the Democratic Party with regard to racial mix. I don't think that's even arguable. But with regard to the declining number of whites in America versus other ethnicities, that he couldn't be more wrong. Right now, the United States population of whites is about 250 million, 250.56 million to be exact. Black Americans comprise about 17% of the American population. That hasn't changed statistically in the last 20 years. It's increased by almost 1%. If you take those demographics from 2000 to 2020, you got 44 million blacks, you know, in America right now. What's changed isn't the percentage. What's changed is their voice. In the same way that the voice that you hear at the Board of Supervisors meeting, it may not have changed. It's simply that, you know, a group of people has become much more vocal. The fact is, if the percentages of blacks were to continue to increase at exactly the same rate that they have in the last 20 years or even in the last 10 years, where it's changed by almost 2%, it would be 125 years before Black American population would comprise 40% of America. And that's really not the, where the change is coming from. Actually, Asian, the number, the percentage of Asians, which is 20 million, half that number of Black Americans, the percentage of Asians is a much greater and much faster growing demographic in America. I just wanted, you know, I think there's an awful lot of fear politics, you know, that your caller that commented about the race riots and the Black, you know, it's the point I was simply going to make is that it isn't so much that they have increased in numbers, but they have increased in terms of their vocal strength. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay, Mike. Thank you very much for your phone call, buddy.
Could I respond to that real
quick? Sure, of course.
So I wasn't talking about Blacks versus whites at all. I'm just making descriptive comments of the literature out there that's talking about the changing demographics in the country. So in 2013, that was the first year that the majority of U.S. infants under the age of one were non-white. You know, there's a shift happening.
That counts Hispanics, Asians, and Blacks. Just non-white.
Non-white, yeah.
Right.
Non-Hispanic white. And then in 2030, which is what, 8 years from now, immigration will overtake new births as a dominant driver of population growth. And by 2045, which is still, 20 years away, more than 20 years, whites will no longer make up a majority of the population. So that doesn't mean that that Blacks are going to explode and grow. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that there's just this shift going on that, to me, kind of like, who cares? You know, I don't identify with my skin color. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that for some people that do, you know, that's scary for them.
Okay.
That's a scary thing. That's all.
Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Carl. Thanks for the opportunity to speak. You know, just to touch on what Dr. Craig just said just now, I think one of the things that we kind of gets lost in what we're talking about is that a lot of people, when you talk about this concept of fear, they have this concern that no matter if you're coming from Guatemala or, you know, Africa, that you're talking about coming to a very special place on planet Earth, which is very rare if you look at the entire world around you, right? And so what was built here, and I don't care to go into how people view history,
yeah,
is you have this place where it's the freest place on the planet, right?
Yeah.
And there are some things that make this country the way it is, right? And so do you have a respect for our Constitution, right? Do you have the respect for our rule of law? And so people are concerned with that. There's this thing known as assimilation. It's very important. But that was just the side point. What I wanted to talk about was, you made a comment in the last segment, Carl, about, hey, and I've heard it a few times in regards to this argument about, hey, why should people be blamed for something that happened 200 years ago? That was a problem then. And Dr. Craig said, well, no, it's a problem now. And then he went on to cite that particular study that your other person in the last segment talked about. So, you know, the difference in protest, it's one thing. But I think Mr. Craig is missing what's really going on here.
We got a minute left.
Yeah, so,
round
so,
it up.
So Dr. King was led to the civil rights movement. The protesters overcame this brutal force, demonstrated peacefully, right, and ultimately had such a powerful message that it impacted Congress and that led to the Civil Rights Act. That's way different. Dr. King was calling for a collective redemption. There's none of that in what we're seeing with BLM or CRT. And so that's where people are getting upset, because you're talking about, oh, well, this survey is demonstrating that the people that watch Fox News are racist, when in fact it's the people that are watching Fox News are weighing the evidence of what they are seeing night in and night out. and the double standard that's being applied from one protest, i.e. riot, to another protest, i.e. riot. And so let's be clear about those things. That's really important to kind of allow people to say, hey, you know what, I can make a distinction between one versus the other, and that doesn't mean that we're dealing with a problem with racism that's gone back 200 years.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, I've literally run out of time, but good phone call. And I think you've
captured. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, that's a good phone call. Thank you so much for sharing on that. And I think you get the final.
Okay, my final comment, here, real briefly, is that the Bob makes a point there that we still are in our little silos. So he's really saying that the people that are watching Fox News and getting Fox News slant, it affects their slant. Same with the MSNBC viewer. And that's my point. We got to get out of our silos. We got to come together. You know, my dad volunteered to go to Vietnam when he was 45 and I was 12, and you've served overseas in war conflict. I was so impressed after the Vietnam War was over how many American GIs went over there to meet with people they used to kill, and they hung out and were friendly. So why can't we do that now here? You know, why can't we all, it sounds naive, but why don't BLM people and people that